Yeah, hi, my name's Gene. I can hardly hear you, though, homie.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's clear now. I was going to say, it was almost like I was in an echo chamber.
Hey, Gene, how can I help you today?
Well, if you got a bag of $100 bills laying around you don't need, that would help me, but just don't make it a $100 phone bill and a $100 water bill and electric bill. But, I'm actually calling because right now I have Spectrum for my home internet, phone, and TV service.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking to replace them. I know with you guys, you're new in the area. I live in Kingston, New York. And I know you don't offer the TV service. The internet and phone are...
Yeah, so... So I would be more than happy to answer your question. So yes, we do not have any cabling service. We only have the phone and the internet service that is available. But we usually recommend customers to get the streaming services. So if you always watch local cable, local news and local sports, you can choose to get like YouTube TV Plus or Hulu TV Plus, where you still have access to those channels, and it's also a cheaper price than the cable from the internet provider.
Well, that's why I wasn't sure, because the man around the corner from me has, he's got the internet and phone from you guys.
Uh-huh.
And then he has DirecTV.
Oh, he's using DirecTV?
And so, my wife has Hulu upstairs already. See, that's the thing I have here. I got two TVs, one downstairs that has the cable box where, you know, you use the remote where just say I'm on channel 4 and I want to go to channel 5, I just hit the arrow up one. Or if I wanted to go from channel 4 to channel 52, I would hit 52. So I'm used to a remote like this where I can go pretty direct where...
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have the cable box on the TV upstairs, so she has to go through Roku. And she said it's, you know, a bit more complicated to, you know, get to the channel you really want to get to. And she's cautioned me, saying that she doesn't think I could handle that.
Do you got a smart TV, or is just a normal TV?
The one downstairs, yeah, it's smart TV.
Okay. So if she could set up, if you have a smart TV, then you could just download Hulu. You don't need to get the Roku. And then once it's set up, all you'd have to do is click on Hulu, and then you'd be able to choose from the different channels that you'd want to watch.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In other words, I would have to look at the screen and...
Yeah, it would be a lot different than the cabling service where you could use the remote to just put in a certain numbers to get a certain station. I understand. It's a little bit more complicated, but it's a lot more cheaper. And then you'd be getting the internet speed to do the streaming.
See, and I'm not sure. And actually, I was going to go around the corner to the guy and say, hey, Steve, let me see how your DirecTV works. Let me see the remote, and because I know the only other way to do it without going through Spectrum to get to TV is pretty much like you say, streaming or
streaming DirecTV, or you could divide to get a Roku or Fire Stick for
I have a Fire Stick on my downstairs TV, but I still don't use that because. It takes me so long. If I was going to, you know, say you go on a Yankee game, wasn't on regular TV, if I went on that Fire Stick, it would take me so long before I finally found the right combinations. It'd probably be in the fourth inning by the time I got on the game.
Yeah. So it's just better to just get like a streaming service, which would be you said your wife has Hulu, it would be a lot more direct than using the Fire Stick, because it would just be an app that's on your TV that you click on, and then you'd be able to see the sports.
All righty. What I'll do is, I think my neighbor across the street, she has a streaming service, and even my wife does upstairs. So I'll have
Yeah.
to ask her. Hey, how does that work? Let me see. Would I be able to
Once
do
you
that?
get it, that's it. You'll be able to always use it.
And even with me, I would keep a book down here and write what I have to do to get on, to get there. But all righty. Well, now, does the oh God, I think what I just called it. Does the Roku or the streaming service, does that come with the internet and phone from you guys,
Well, we
or is
just
that an
provide
add-on?
the, yeah, so it would be an add-on from your end. So the only thing that we'd be installing is the internet service, where we'd carry the equipment for the internet, which is the modem and the router, and also we would carry the equipment for the phone as well. But for the streaming service, if you decide to get Hulu, you'd have to download that on the TV. You can ask the technicians to help you if you'd want help with that.
Okay. Well, even my son, I'm sure my son could, and if not, his best friend, he rents right across the street from me.
Oh, okay.
And his landlord, when we moved here in 1953, my family, her family was already there across the street from us. So
Wow.
we've known one another all our life for 70 plus years. And
Yeah, that's a pretty long time.
her son is one of my son's best friends, because naturally growing up here, they were friends, and he's an IT technician for the
Oh,
company. So
so
I'm
he would be
sure.
able to help set you up with that.
If he can, I would slap him, So I'm sure between him and my son, they would be able to get me. But anyway, if I could get a price for the internet and phone service,
Okay,
and then
so
even and then another separate price for the streaming.
for the internet service, for the 1 gig fiber internet, with the discount, that is if you decide to use auto pay and paperless billing, you get $10 off. It comes down to $69.99, and that is including tax. And then for the phone service, it's an additional $24.99. You said that your
Okay.
wife, she already she has Hulu already, so if she does
Yeah,
that,
but
that means she...
I don't know if that does that come through Spectrum, or is that something, is that a different app that she already has? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, she would pay that through Hulu. So it's a service by itself. It's not something that comes through the internet service.
Oh, okay. See, I thought that might have been part of the deal I had with Spectrum. Because I know she said she pays for Hulu,
Yeah,
so
so
I
paying
guess
for Hulu would be different from the service that is provided with Spectrum. So it's just a
okay.
service on its own, just as Netflix or, you know.
Right, because she has Netflix also. I know she said that was something that she wanted to make sure she still had
Yeah,
after.
so it's not a service through Spectrum. So it's just still, if you do decide
Okay.
to stop using Spectrum, you'd still be able to have access to Netflix, Hulu, and so forth.
Now, what about Roku? Is that through Spectrum, or is that same thing? That's a
It's
separate
the same
app.
thing.
Oh, okay.
The
All right,
Roku is
then that, okay, that.
like you having the Fire Stick in your TV downstairs.
Right, okay. So let me see. All right, so the phone you said was basically 25 a month, right?
Yes.
And the internet. Now, my question for that is, because I have the ads here. Now, the one showed 1,000 Mbps, MBPS. Now, is that the 1 gig?
That is correct. The
On the
1 gig is
internet?
1,000 megabytes per second for the download, and the same
Okay.
thing for the upload speed as well.
Because then I have another ad from you, which is actually for 500 megabits per second. And when I was talking to somebody, they said, "Well, what do you use your internet for?" And I said, "Well, my computer and my wife's cell phone."
Yes, but you said that you have a TV upstairs and a TV downstairs, and she's always streaming as well. So it would be more
Right.
recommended to get the 1 gig just because you'd be doing streaming, and that would be able to carry the speed for you to use the internet a lot more efficiently.
And for me on the internet downstairs, the only thing I do is I go on, what the hell you call it now? My email and Facebook are the only two things that I go on the internet for.
Yeah, but remember, if you do decide to get us, you'd start doing streaming, which you'd need the TV for as well.
Well, she does that now, and I think I'm trying to think of what I have through the spectrum. I think that's all I have. I don't have the 1,000. I don't know why. For some reason, I was thinking I have 200 or 300 megabits right now from Spectrum.
Yeah, and ours is like triple the amount of speed.
Right. Well, I'll have to find that out because. Because for some reason, even I could have sworn that my son had said, whether it was the IT tech or whoever had said, that I could probably get by with 300 megabits because as little as we use it.
Okay, so if it's the case that you want to start off with the 500 megabytes per second, that is $69.99. But you can get $10 off with auto pay and paperless billing.
All right, where did I just put my pen? Oh, that's the stove going off. I'm sitting here and I'm going, geez, I hear a tingling noise, like, you know, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. It's the oven.
Oh, okay.
My wife's going out to dinner with her friends tonight. Okay, I know I got to hit stop on here somewhere. Oh, there it is, cancel. And she put a pork chop in the oven for me and put the timer on. And
Oh.
so I could hear that, and I'm going, what the heck is that noise? And so I just went out and turned it off. I just leave the, you know, and I know that's her instructions to me. When you go out, whenever you hear that, when I have something in here, you go out and you hit that cancel button. Just leave in there whatever's in there. And that way, okay, so I'm good now. I did that. And she's still
So
here.
you went to hit and
She either
cancel
took the
it.
dog for a walk or she's on the back porch. But this way, I don't get yelled at for turning something off I'm not supposed to or doing something wrong. All right, well, I got the phone down. It's 25 a month.
And the
I'm going to write.
500 megabytes per second, it's $69.99, but you can get the $10 off to $59.99.
Right, I'll put 70 minus 10, and I'll put the minus 10 parentheses. So if I take the, what do you call it, like direct billing or paper,
Auto
whatever,
pay
where,
and
all
paperless.
right, yeah. And now with the auto pay, can that come out of my checking account, or does it have to be my credit card?
Yes. Yeah, so when you use your checking or savings account, that's what takes the $10 off. If you decide to use auto pay with your credit or debit card, that's only $5 off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'd rather have it take off from my bank anyway, the auto pay, because I try to keep my credit card clean.
Yeah, so it would be
You know,
better
so
to
that
just stick it to the checking account. It'd be a lot
I.
easier.
Alrighty. Yeah, because I do that even when I like to get concert tickets. Anymore, you don't have the. We used to have a Ticketmaster in one of the stores, Filene's or Macy's or whoever. And now they're gone, so you have to go on the computer to buy concert tickets. And I go to quite a few concerts a year. So, or even whether it's a football game or whatever. And what I do is I go on, I charge them my credit card. I wait 2 days. I call the credit card company and I do a
payment.
Payment out of my checking account. And that way my credit rating stays higher. I mean, I just noticed this month it went from 805 to 810.
Wow.
And
that's beautiful.
And that way it's, well, that way it stays clean. So if there is something big that comes up even, because I was going to do that with a car one time. I think I had a $9,000 credit limit, and so much was cash advance and so much was, merchandise. And what I was going to do is I was going to drive down to Long Island and look at a car. And if I decided I want it for a down payment, I was going to use my credit card and, put whatever I had to, 5,000 down, 6, I could have done it up to 9,000. And then when I come back, just go through the bank, blah, 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 whatever, and set up the finance. I could have gone down there and actually, I think because it was a used car. But
the car only
had 15,000 miles on it, and it was a Hyundai Sonata that was a couple years old, and it was the same year as the one that my wife had, the V6, and I said, I loved her car, so I said, damn, maybe I'll get one of them for me now, and it was only, I think, 10,000.
Wow.
And I said, I'm going to call before I go. And it took a couple of days before I was getting around to get down. And I almost called my brother-in-law in Long Island and said, Joe, could you take a ride to Huntington? Take a look at that car down there that they have. And let me know if you could put something down. So I said, I don't want to bother him. So a few days later when I said I knew I could take the train down on a weekend to New York and then the Long Island Railroad out to Huntington, and then the car dealer would pick me up at the station to go look at it. And when I got a hold of them, I said, I'm coming down, blah, blah, blah. And the guy says, all right. He goes, that sounds familiar. So he goes and looks and he goes, that car sold last night.
Well, oh, no.
He says, a guy came in to buy a brand new car for himself. And he saw that one, and he looked at it, and he goes, geez. He goes, that's all that is? He goes, so he bought that one, too, for his daughter.
Wow.
And I said, man, you got to be kidding me. So, and I saw it from an ad in the paper. So I said, all right. So then I come, and I see another ad in there. I keep an eye on that dealership. Now there was a Kia Optima down there. And that was.
And what dealership is that?
That was Huntington Honda. It was actually a Honda dealer. But these were cars they took in on trade-ins to sell a brand-new Honda to somebody. They took the Hyundai Sonata as a trade-in. They took the Kia Optima as a trade-in and sold a brand-new car. And these they were selling. There was a bunch of them they had listed for $10,000 cash, or they had payments, so much down in payments. And so the Kia Optima was the low mileage thing, and that's the same class as the Sonata, but it's actually considered just a touch better.
Oh.
And so I called again, and I said, the guy goes, well, let me go out and make sure. And I asked for the same salesman because I always do that. Hey, if a guy starts waiting on me, I know they make commission.
That's true.
So I get him, and he goes, let me go out and make sure it's here. And he goes out, and he's on the wireless phone with me talking, and he goes, it's still out there. He goes, in fact, I'm sitting in it now. and he's all happy, I'm sitting in it. Geez, yeah, it was nice, and blah, blah, blah. And he comes, and he goes, as we're talking, then he goes, hang on. He says another one of his salesmen is out there tapping on the window to him. So he comes and he lowers the window. And he says, what? And he goes, no. And he goes, guess what he says? Another salesman just sold this one.
Oh, no. Really?
And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. I said, no
That's
way.
Crazy.
How the hell, you know? So I looked at the list and looked at other ones, and they had a, oh, God, what the hell was it now? A Suzuki Verona, which was their attempt at a luxury car. And that one, I think, had 23,000 miles on it, a little more miles. But it was the same price
but
or whatever.
But still not
and,
bad, yeah.
And it was a V6, which, to me, I preferred. Gives you a little more power. And it's not that it's a V8 where it's a gas hog. But I tell you what, that V6 of my wife's, the Sonata, you would have thought it was a V8. When you stepped on it, that thing flew. I mean, like somebody would say, what? We were going to a concert in New York, and I said, I'll drive. When I get on the thruway, the acceleration lane, when you're first getting on the thruway, makes it a third lane. I floor it. I pass the people in the thruway that are in the right-hand lane. I mean, that's how
fast it good it was.
Like, and my cousin's going, is this a V8 turbo? And I go, no. I said, this is a V6, straight V6. And he goes, man, this thing boogies. And I go, I said, this thing runs like a rape deep. And he laughed and he goes, I never heard that. I said, oh, God, we say that in the railroad all the time. But anyway, I took the Verona. It didn't have the get up and go like the Sonata did, but it was enough. I mean, it was okay. And I wound up taking that when the only thing was Suzuki had shut down their car operations in America. They kept their motorcycles over here, and they had to keep certain dealers on as their representatives, in other words. So if you had something under warranty, it had to be done. They had to have designated service places over here. So at least it wasn't like, hey, I got no warranty. I mean, even though I was the second owner of the car, I still had a 70,000-mile warranty on the transmission. And, you know, other things that were still covered under the original warranty. But the only problem with me was mine was in Albany, an hour north of here. That was the closest. I could go an hour north or about an hour and 20 minutes south to Westchester. So I would go, when I had something had to be done, I had to go there. And getting parts was harder because even though I worked for an auto parts store, CarQuest, same thing as AutoZone or Advance Auto or any of them. And so my owner, we could get them. But still, it wasn't the same as when, you know, they were still over here. But anyway, I wound up getting that one and eventually gave that to my son. Well, he wound up taking that one all the time.
Oh, yeah, so you just gave him it?
So I said, whatever. I said, yeah, I know. You need something shiny. You need something newer. That other car that had low miles on it, it's an older car. So, yeah, you don't want to be seen in that, you know. And I didn't even mind. The car I bought for him was an 84 mid-size Mercury Marquis. It wasn't the big one. It was a four-cylinder, so it was better on gas. But the thing shone. I bought it from this kid's grandfather who garaged it. So, I mean, the paint, shiny, bright black gloss paint on it with red pinstriping. The interior was red. Four-door automatic air conditioning, power windows, power, you know. I didn't mind that car at all. And guys, like older men like me, when I'd pull up in it, they'd go, man, where'd you get that? That thing is spanking. And I go, yeah. I said, the kid's grandfather garaged it all the time. No dents, no, I mean, little tiny ding in the one side door and one little scratch, and that was it on the body. And so other guys, you know, older people loved it. You're like, man, I wish I could have found something like that. I said, yeah, and I bought it for, I don't know what it was, $2,800.
No.
It was older. But so I took that one, and he took the other one, and of all things, somebody turned around out here in front of our house, hit it and took off some light and put a big dent. big dent behind the rear door, and I was like, ah, shit. But I drove it. It didn't bother me. Thing still ran fine. I had it for, oh, my God, I don't know how many years. I had it for 7, 8 years, and like I say, by the time I sold it, it still only had, I think, 50,000 miles on it.
Oh.
And I sold it for $1,000, so I bought it for $2,800, had it for 6, 7 years, sold it for $1,000, so, and that was with the dent in it, you know, I mean, where the guy hit it with turning around, so I figured, I still got my money out of the car. But anyway, here I'm sitting running my mouth instead of letting you are. So the 500 would be 70 minus the 10 if I did that.
That's correct.
So even without the minus 10, 70 and 25, that's still 95. It's under $100 for home and internet.
That is correct.
And I just called somebody else and about the Hughes network, which I'd never heard of, but somebody said, oh no, they're cheap too, and blah blah blah, and but no, theirs is more than that. Theirs is in the 100-something range. So
yeah, it's a lot reasonable, and you're getting quality service. Do you want to sign up now, or do you want to think about it?
Well, I'm going to make a couple calls. I got two more to call, and where did I write this number? There it is. What's your name? So when I call back, I will ask for you, because I don't know if you get commission or not, but I would rather deal with who I've already talked with.
My name is Abby.
Abby?
Yes.
Now, your last name isn't normal, I hope.
No, it's not.
Because I don't know if you ever saw the... Oh, I forgot what Frankenstein movie thing was. It was a comedy with Gene Wilder. And they would come and they'd go, I got a brainer. The woman's name I got it from was Abby. Abby Normal was written on the jar.
Normal? You know, as in the last name is Normal?
No, Normal. So in other words, it was abnormal. The
oh.
Brain, he told his assistant Igor to go out and get a brain. And the one he brought back, the brain was in a jar that said abnormal on it. And
wow.
His assistant says, oh, I got the brain. Yeah, it came from a woman named Abby. You know, her last name was Normal. Because see on his jar here, it says abnormal. And he's going,
abnormal.
No.
That's crazy.
And one of my son's friends, who's one of my favorites of all his friends, his girlfriend's name is Abby. So I'd always say that to her. I'd say, Miss Normal, how are you today? She just look at me like with a, you know, a frown on her face and go, yeah, wise ass. But all right, so the 500 is that. The 1,000 is actually forgot what you told me that was. That with the money off, that would be.
It would be technically $60. For the 500, if you get the discount off.
Right, and what was the 1,000?
The 1,000 is $79.99, and then you get the $10 off for $69.99.
Oh, so that's only $10 more. It would be $80 and go down to $70.
Yes, $80 and go down to $70. That's correct.
Right. Oh yeah, I see what you mean there. Yeah, for $10 a month, it'd probably be worth it to get the extra.
Yeah, and you're getting that way much
right.
Service.
Now, just to ask, because like I say, somebody, and I have to find out. I'll call the IT tech and see what he thinks.
Okay.
I don't know if you offer the 300 or 400.
Oh, no. The lowest we have is the 500.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine then, because somebody else, this had me confused, because they said, well, we have a level of 300. He goes, but it's actually 400 because we only go down to 400. He says, but with it, and I go, well, why would you call it 300 then if it's 400?
Yeah, Yeah, that
well,
that's a bit confusing.
That was the level we had before, so I'm thinking, what, so you didn't have to change something on a piece of paper? Don't you think it sounds better than, in other words, that you're giving somebody $400 for the price you used to charge for your $300? I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
that sounds a lot better than just saying the $300 when you could
whatever,
get more.
You know, but. All right. Well, no, I will call you back then. Like I said, I got to call a couple, and then I also got to make sure of the date for the one I have now, Spectrum. I'm pretty sure their billing period starts the 10th. So I would make sure I get all this done before
the 10th.
You know, button up with you so I can have everything installed before the 10th so I don't have any lag here where I have a night where I get yelled at because we don't have any TV for a night.
Yeah, so just go ahead. You can give them a call, and whenever you're ready, just give us a call back, and we'll be able to assist you for sign up, okay?
All righty. Well, I will hopefully get back to you even tomorrow because what time is it now? 4:30? Yeah, some of these other places when you call, I don't know what time you're on. I'm on Eastern Central Time, so.
Yeah, it's 4:30.
Whoever I spoke to, the last one was on Central Time, and they said, well, what time? And I said, well, I'll give you a call. And they go, what time is it where you are now? They said, is it 3:30 or 4:30 or 2:30? I said, it's 3:30. And they said, okay, because we're Central Time, so it's earlier for me. And I said, okay. I said, this way I'll know. I did that one time calling. My bank had got bought out by a bank from California. So I had to call the bank for something, and I'm figuring – well, there's a four-hour difference from California, so I want to make sure I call a proper time. And like an idiot, I was going the 4 hours the wrong way from my time.
Oh.
So
I understand.
I'm calling. I'm figuring, well, if I call 10 o'clock in the morning, that's like calling them 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That way I know they'll be there, there'll be people and everything. Well, I didn't realize calling 10 o'clock my time.
With 6 a.m. their time.
6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going like, Jesus, they're not answering the phone. I don't get that. You know, and then eventually I'm talking with somebody one day and I'm saying that and they're going, well, no wonder. You're calling them around 10 o'clock? That's 6 o'clock their time. I'm going, what do you, oh, God, yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm supposed to subtract from our time, not add. So, but, all righty. Well, I thank you very much.
No problem.
And like I say, a couple of calls, and I'll be back to you. And right now, so far, you're the front runner, that's for sure. So.
Thank you. Trust me. Our service.
Are you
would...
still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here with you. Can you hear me?